conversation around AI productivity tools is shifting from simply using them to mastering the method of using them. On r/Microsoft 365 Copilot, users highlighted a consistent theme. It's not always about the tool itself, but about knowing the correct workflow. One highly rated post suggested that feeding prompts section by section, grounding data before drafting text, dramatically improves results, especially in complex legal or detailed corporate documents. The discussion also touched on advanced automation, with users proposing using Power Automate to eliminate massive manual time sinks, like updating dates across a planning system. Meanwhile, r/Leonardoe reminded creatives that achieving truly stellar AI art still requires deep brainstorming and avoiding wasted hours through clever initial prompting hacks. Moving into the technical side of things, the focus on automation grew strong over on r/N8N. There was a huge discussion about memory management in complex agent workflows. The consensus is clear. Since workflows are temporary and ephemeral, state or memory must be handled by an external persistence layer, like Postgres. This means instead of letting the workflow remember what happened, you build dedicated systems that track information around specific entities, like a lead record or a conversation thread, which allows multiple agents to coordinate without hard-coded handoffs. Security was also highlighted, with users stressing the need for strict governance policies and approval layers when allowing AI agents access to destructive write path functions in live business applications. On the creative front, r/Midjourney continues to be a hub of visual inspiration. Users are sharing magnificent fantasy portraits and sweeping cinematic sci-fi scenes. The best posts are those that reveal the complex prompts used to achieve these results, giving others concrete templates for their own amazing outputs. Finally, on r/PerplexityAI, the mood was one of critique and advanced usage. Subscribers expressed major frustrations over billing transparency, sudden changes in service terms, and feeling like premium support is managed by an automated system. The key takeaway here wasn't a specific product feature, but rather user disappointment with the current developer ecosystem model. On a more technical note, users are getting incredibly creative, building custom bridges called CodeWeave that let them connect various AI models like ChatGPT or Claude directly to their local workspaces via tunneling, proving they are deeply invested in customizing their own private LLM stacks.